We haven't done anything. Stop clapping.
Settle down.
Simmer.
Simmer.
Oh, my God. Shush.
We talk, you listen. Pretend you're on the bus or the fucking tube or something and we're doing the podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway.
Yes, that's where we are.
You know what? I'm just I'm launching into it. Hello, London, and welcome to a very special... Oh, my God.
Woo! Just go. Power through it. You gotta power through it.
Special live episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And first of all, I'd just like to say happy Mother's Day to all the mothers in the audience tonight.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day.
I hope you've had a special day. Yeah, only make it more special.
Yeah, of course.
Because tonight we are asking the important question. Which fictional character would make the best stepdad?
So, it's been a while since we've checked in on Mom.
Yeah.
It's been a while since we've checked in on Mom and she's become lonely again. Mother's Day's rolled around. It's a classic day for a mother. She wants some loving.
Yeah.
And so, she's gone to her three kids, apparently.
Yeah.
To find her the perfect partner.
Yeah, well, we need to find Mom the perfect paramour and us the best stepdad. And I personally think that I'm going to put forward Batman.
Okay.
Batman. Straight off the bat.
Yeah.
Busy, but muscular.
Yeah, busy. Very, very rich. And can you tell me one thing that money can't fix?
Well, what's broken?
Mom's heart.
Yeah.
You're right.
Or potentially less broken. It depends on OG dad.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not a broken heart, but maybe like a phew.
Yeah, that's true. Thank God he's out of the picture.
Yeah.
Do we move to Gotham or does he come and live with us?
Well, I think this is problem one.
Yeah.
Batman's not leaving Gotham, no matter how good Mom is.
Yeah.
I'm guessing we're having a trip down to Gotham.
Yeah,
we're moving to Gotham.
Okay. Moving, going to live in Wayne Enterprises.
Yes.
No, probably Wayne Manor.
You know, be like, come on, boys, come. It's bring your kids to the office day and year. This is your new home. Go on.
Why does Batman make a good stepdad other than being rich and hot?
Oh, that's, of course, hot. But yeah. I think Batman would be very good provider.
Okay.
For us being his three new little boys.
Uh-huh.
I think also just like any kind of like fatherly advice he'd be really great with. I think any time that you need someone to go to, Batman is there.
I don't know about that. Can we role play it? I'll be Batman.
Yeah, okay.
And I'll be child because you're going to be biased.
Yeah.
Since this is your choice.
Yes.
Trial by fire, baby. Let's go. Yeah.
Can I also?
Okay, we're both little boys.
Okay, both
obviously.
Little boys.
Look at us. Yeah.
I'm Batman.
Papa.
Oh yeah, we forgot to clarify. Do we know stepdad's Batman or is?
Well, it's Batman's. I'm a big Batman.
Oh, yeah, that's big Batman.
I didn't even know if it's not Bruce Wayne.
So we're not living in Wayne Manor.
No, we're living in the Batcave. It's crazy that Batman goes away like 12 hours a day. Well, no, he's not really Bruce Wayne a lot.
Where does stepdad go, Mom? Where does he drive? He drives out of the house.
Yeah.
For vengeance, son. He goes to vengeance. All right, you're Batman. We're little boys.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hey, so I'm probably not going to call you dad.
Yeah, not right away.
Well, it is early. That's fair enough. But hey, I'd like you to one day.
Glossing past that. Batman, I got a little league game a football game or whatever happens here in the UK.
Yeah.
A little cricket game?
Yeah.
You're playing little cricket.
I've got an under-11s cricket game. It's encouraged to have family, and Mum's going to be at work.
Yeah,
I'm just wondering if you wanted to come.
We volunteered to make you can bring the orange slices.
Yeah.
That's good for
I was
going to
say
cricket.
Sausage sizzle, but that's Australian.
Well,
What do the British have for like, if you're half time in little cricket, and
change of innings, that one I can help with.
Okay. What are the British?
You bring the marmalade or whatever.
A bread and butter pudding.
Eat.
Okay, hang on.
Treacle?
Someone
treacle.
People have been yelling out joke suggestions, but then someone very confidently and sounded like they were being serious said biscuits.
Like a fucking Arnott's, like, assorted.
I don't want to play cricket with a mouthful of biscuits.
No wonder why you can't win the fucking Ashes. I've wanted to say that the whole time we've been here. And you served that one up to me on a platter. Yeah. Your cricket team sucks shit. Ours is worse, but somehow still beat you. Oh, yeah. Anyway.
Children. Yes,
Batman.
Can I call you sons, even if you don't call me Batman?
Yeah, I'm still going to call you Step Batman.
Okay.
Just don't do what my real stepdad did, which was for the first couple of years of my life, he made me call him uncle.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
That's real weird. But anyway, children, the
That's
thing is
fucked
that...
fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Where's mom? Oh, she's off with uncle.
Well... Yeah, it was like uncle, his name, but still, that's very, like, as an adult.
Because then you have to make the transition from stranger to stepdad, or to even dad, fine. From uncle to stepdad.
Yeah.
Not it's a traditional
stranger,
transition.
Guy mom is dating, uncle.
We take a left turn to uncle, then we return
to
dad.
And dad, all right.
Yeah, I reckon if I'd have been, a year older, I would have been like, hang on. Because I was like 10. I was like, okay.
Oh, yeah,
I guess an uncle can be whatever.
Yeah, I guess an uncle can fuck mom, I guess.
I don't know all the rules yet. Yeah. I'm 10.
I haven't been to school on that one yet.
Turns out,
it's bad. Yeah. Uncle should not fuck
mom. Uncle shouldn't fuck moms. Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, an uncle could theoretically fuck a mom.
No.
Because your uncle shouldn't be fucking your mom.
Yeah.
It's either bad or drama,
to be honest,
is still bad.
Uncles fuck moms all the time.
Yeah, but hopefully they're usually just fucking, like, my aunt, you know? Yeah. So, well, no, they should be fucking their aunt.
So
it's another problem that we're uncovering, and I don't like this.
Uncles can fuck moms.
Maybe I'll just change my answer to Ned Stark or something right now. Christ, okay.
Uncles
a Lannister.
Can fuck moms provided the mom they are fucking is their associated.
Your aunt.
I don't want to say
no. An uncle can fuck a stranger mom.
Oh, yeah.
A stranger uncle can fuck a stranger mom.
Yeah,
that's allowed. Anyway.
Your uncle... Should any, yes.
Anyway, children.
Yes.
I'm Batman.
Yes, Step Bat.
Batman.
So the thing is, children, that I see you for literally the time I come into the Batcave to go on the Bat computer, figure out where the Riddler is, and then leave. Because during the day, I'm Bruce Wayne, and at night, I'm Batman. So. Okay.
You're Bruce Wayne?
No, who said that?
Well, Step Bruce. If you're, can you then come down as Bruce Wayne and maybe sponsor our
Bruce
little...
Wayne isn't dating your mother, so.
Who is Bruce Wayne dating?
I don't know, Bruce Wayne just lives in the mansion upstairs.
I think surely you get like his butler to do it, yeah?
Well, that's Bruce Wayne's butler.
Oh.
I'm Batman.
Isn't he also Batman's butler?
Hang on, yeah, isn't
Doesn't Alfred come down? Okay.
He comes...
I just wanted you to come to my...
The point is I can't come to Little Cricket.
Okay. Another situation that Batman can deal with, and another classic, it's a dad thing, stepdad. I didn't get this talk from my stepdad, and as the only person with a stepdad on stage, not entirely sure where this would fall, but if a child comes up to Batman, is like, hey, bat, dad, step,
bat
guy,
dads. Okay.
step, bat.
Yeah.
You can just call me dad.
No.
Not yet,
we haven't gotten there yet.
I called dad.
Yeah. Sorry. Uncle Bat.
Yeah, call me Uncle Bat. I'd prefer that.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the Robins to call me Uncle Bat too.
So Uncle Bat, there's been people talking at school about like
saying?
A concept I don't really understand.
Yeah.
Something about... bees and birds
and fingering
and fingering and pussies fat cocks.
People at school have been talking about fat cocks.
Batman, what's that mean? What's a cream pie, Batman?
Hey, Step Bat, I just saw
Sorry,
the
Uncle
first
Bat.
Porno help.
How old are you? 10? I'll tell you later.
I have a Well, yeah. Well, how's Batman giving the birds and the bees?
He'll use the bat computer to do it in the best possible way.
I figured. Because Batman has kind of already been a pretty decent stepdad to like at least several kids.
Well, I
don't
know
if several Robins.
Making a Robin fight a clown.
I mean, only ones die, but he came back.
My track record is one has died. The rest haven't.
Haven't
feel...
two died? Someone in the crowd saying two and my ears
Well,
facing
I'm Batman. I think I'd know. I like
Dick
that
Grayson didn't die unless he has.
Where are my
Is Damien dead?
Damien's dead. Oh, okay.
Okay, so two died and two
See,
got
it's hard
better.
To keep track of.
Okay, so he's two for three.
I think Batman would just like, he'd just like use Riddler technology or whatever to hook you up to the back computer to give you the puberty talk in a second.
I think that is, it sounds bad, but getting the puberty talk full stop.
Yeah.
Usually not good.
Yeah.
So maybe having a cold clinical plugged into a computer and downloaded
you just
into
go
your
like,
brain.
Well, I don't think Batman would be that high tech. I just think he'd be more like he'd outsource it to
Alfred?
Alfred, Lucius Fox. Actually,
right.
Alfred. Joe
This tangerine and this banana.
Okay. Let me just get my let me get my pocket watch and cut this tangerine in just a little slit there.
Imagine watching Alfred fuck a tangerine with a banana.
All right, what you want to do?
And you're like,
is you want to get your tangerine in there a little bit? You want to? You're paying attention.
That so, child is crying.
Yeah. Also, since we sat down, is like eating at me. I feel like that I'm very far away. Like, I feel like my chair is way further from Zama than you are. But after that movement, I'm happy here. I am really far away though, right? It's not just my imagination. Yeah. Looks like I've been kicked off my own fucking podcast. Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is also...
You needed some space.
Right, yeah. That makes sense. Like,
yeah. I'm the John and the Paul of this podcast, and you guys are both Ringos.
At least we'll die last.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Two out of the three names there are still alive, and one died in a very funny way.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think that what would be worse, getting the puberty instantly beamed into your brain? The puberty.
The puberty?
No, I reckon that's unreal.
Yeah, but so then watching Alfred fuck a tangerine with a banana. No.
Worse.
I wouldn't know really what he was implying, to be honest.
Okay.
There's another very, 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 very. Before we move on from Batman, which great choice, I reckon.
Yeah.
We move too far on from Batman, there is one very obvious situation that a stepdad is, I would say, probably the number one thing a stepdad needs to do, which is fuck mum good.
Batman uses toys.
No.
Batman is not going to shy away from marital AIDS.
Wasn't there an entire Batman thing recently?
You don't have to eat pussy to make someone come.
Yeah.
Well, then someone needs to get better at their fingers.
They say Batman doesn't eat pussy.
Yeah.
Right? But
maybe that's us.
Well, no. Okay.
We don't know.
Batman's...
Heroes don't do that. They eat ass.
It's so funny, like, put you're in
this
the throes.
Better. I'm all close right. now.
Okay, you had to do it.
Yeah.
It was
he's fucking mum.
Yeah.
He starts to, like, go a little lower. Maybe she's kind of directing him there. He's like, no.
But if it's just Batman, he's...
Lower still.
Is he still in the cow?
I'm home.
Yeah, he's still in the cow.
Okay, sorry. Yeah, go on.
He's still in the cow, and as his... Oh, no, I was going to be like, is his horns going to be poking her in the tits?
Yeah.
No.
What?
Yeah, I don't know where I thought his head was in that situation.
Well, if it's the Dark Knight, right?
Or if he's really, really bad at eating somebody out and he's sucking on her belly button.
Is this good?
Are you coming?
Yeah, he's really.
Did I find it?
I don't know how good he would be at going the growl.
What I was going to say, maybe he's not. He doesn't eat out. But maybe that doesn't mean he's bad at it. So if mum can convince him to do it, he's Batman.
Oh, yeah.
So he'll be
very good at it. He will research that a lot.
Yeah, the bad computer search history is about to get fucked.
I think there is some inherent problems of having Batman as your stepdad because you have the inherent risk of always being a Robin.
Yeah.
And it really depends what happened to like previous, like our previous dad.
The last Robin that Batman was related to was Damian.
Yeah. And he died, mate.
He's alive again, apparently. Well, so who cares?
We could die and come back to life.
But I also feel like, again, if it was a thing where he was like, well, you're going to be my Robin. And as a kid, maybe that would have been good because, like, you know, I wasn't as like a dumpy, sloppy rig now. But as a 35-year-old man, Batman trying to train me to get into those little shorts, I don't know if I want to do that.
You'd be the first Robin to be older than Batman, I think.
Why is he still putting me in little shorts? Yeah.
Why does he put anyone in the little shorts?
Cool thing to do.
Yeah. Look sick.
Yeah, that's mad. It's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
Well, dealing with like a school bully. Like that's a classic
that's true.
Dad activity.
Hides in the Shadows says, I am vengeance. School bully shits and pisses. Not an issue ever again.
Yeah, okay. School bully strung up by his foot from a lamppost or whatever.
Okay.
Legs broken.
Yeah.
Because it could go either way. Because you could go be like, oh, this is what you are the knight. You are vengeance. We're going to like rain hellfire on this cunt. But it might be like, you want to like pretend that's all good. Because again, he's very good at like, as Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, but he's not Bruce Wayne. He's Batman.
Yeah. He's not dating Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's upstairs doing whatever he likes.
I don't know.
Here, take this. This is a batarang.
Kill him.
Oh. Okay, so I've stabbed a guy.
You failed the test.
But I'm not. Oh, but we don't kill, so we just maim.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Maim the bully.
Okay, I think, so he hasn't given us biscuits and cricket.
Yeah,
he hasn't eaten out mum, but he's used something.
Yeah, something's happened.
Well, Batman has a big dick in that comic book where he sees
that's true.
His dick, but then they erased it. So.
Yeah, but
it's not canon anymore.
Look, it's not the size that counts; it's what you do with it that matters. But plus, right? Right?
Yeah.
Right?
It's a good.
That's actually. Good. Yeah.
That's why tiny dick, huge balls is actually.
I hear that it's the girth, and so the chode is what you're really aiming for.
Yeah, it's less intimidating if it's a little dick.
Yeah. Chode, huge balls, so they slap lots, hits everything.
Yeah. Huge balls so they swing heaps and hurt you.
Yes!
That's what people are looking for.
Everyone wants
miss
that
the
swing
clit, miss everything, belly button. Balls going into the belly button.
That ow! Swing.
Ow! 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 Oh!
A little bit of a tear that goes back.
Yeah.
Keeps
it's
going.
It's unpleasant. That's
I think it's unreal, and I'm going to keep thinking about it.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. That's cool shit.
Yeah. It's unreal shit.
Yeah.
I also just feel like it depends, like, you know, what happened to, like, previous dad. Because I think if he died and, like, we were left orphans, I think Batman might become obsessed a bit.
Yeah. Or,
and, like, if, you know, he died of a heart attack, he might be like, right, we're fighting hospitals.
Hearts.
No, because Batman won't give a fuck about that because he's new stepdad. He doesn't care about old dad. I mean,
Batman's got a soft spot for orphans.
That's true, but we got mom. We're not an orphan.
Yeah,
we're half orphans. So he might half care.
Well,
I think it's funny to imagine us in the Batmobile going out for like Sunday lunch, driving past old dad.
No.
Fuck you, old dad!
Our car's so fast now.
Going on like a classic road trip, the Batmobile laden with all our luggage as we just zoom past, and then we just see our old dad there, giving him the finger.
We hate old dad.
No, old dad was chill until we got a Batmobile. Then fuck old dad.
That's fair.
So Batman
S tier?
He started out bad.
Yeah. He got marginally better.
And then finished fine.
Yeah.
Mixed to bad, I would say.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Fair.
So let's move on to the next step, though.
Okay.
The next person, and look, this is the second person in the episode, and I did say fictional character.
Okay.
And this person is not fictional.
Somebody's excited. Somebody's like, I love reality.
It's not, yes, real life.
Yes.
It's not.
Hate lies.
Nonfiction. Woo!
David Attenborough.
And it's someone that's pretty much been on my mind nonstop since the release of a movie the start of this year, which is Jackass Forever.
Oh, okay.
Because I think that Johnny Knoxville would be an unreal stepdad.
Oh, okay, straight out the gate. And I don't know if this is true about Johnny Knoxville, but he looks like he fucks good.
Yeah, he looks like he fucks
dirty. I was talking about this with someone that's not here nor on stage about how I was going to pick Johnny Knoxville. And I was like, I bet he fucks good.
He looks like he fucks like a champion.
He has I will say that his dick was mangled for a little
bit.
Yeah,
he dropped the dirt bike on it. Yeah.
And then he had to...
But that's fair enough.
Well, yeah.
Like, if you're getting down and he's like, sorry, my dick doesn't work super good. I dropped the dirt bike on it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be like... I'm going to be like, fair. Yeah, fair.
And for all the sound...
The fact that it works at all, bro, yeah. is incredible.
And, look, this is something for all the sounding people in the crowd tonight.
Yeah.
He had to, whilst his dick was broken, insert a metal rod into his urethra twice a day.
Hell yeah.
So now maybe how unreal is that?
Woo!
Woo, non-fiction!
But he's got like... 4 kids and still fucks now, so good on him.
Yeah.
Sorted it out.
So I guess it still works.
Oh, yeah.
Big time.
Apparently it's fine now. It was only for like 18 months. You had to do that twice a day.
No big deal at all.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yeah. It was, I saw the rod. It was
thick?
Here's the thing. When you're putting something in your urethra...
As big as this microphone, or are we
talking... No.
But like a chopstick?
Yeah.
Here's the... No.
Like a, say, a bubble tea straw?
Imagine, like,
like
an
eco-friendly metal straw to save the environment?
A toothpick.
Let's say, like, the lead of a pencil.
Oh, that's not so bad.
Oh, yeah.
No, but here's the thing. It's metal, and also, it's going in your urethra.
Oh, that's... I forgot.
Yeah.
It's not great, but like at least it's not stretching it out.
Yeah.
It was just to keep the dick from healing fucked up.
Yeah, oh yeah, I can imagine.
Oh yeah, it was good to clear out scar tissue. That's cool, isn't it? Anyway, enough about his mangled penis, which is apparently fine. So, Johnny Knoxville has heaps and heaps and heaps and heaps of traits that a stepdad would thrive from.
Yeah.
In the early series of Jackass, he had an entire bit where he did a cup test, like testing out a cup. And he just let children kick him in the nuts.
What do you
As
think?
As someone with a stepdad. Oh!
So if your uncle was like, kick me in the nuts, would you have gained respect or lost respect?
You know what? I feel like that it's hard. That's complicated.
Okay.
Because if someone says, kick me in the nuts.
Yeah.
And you want to.
Yeah.
Would you kick us in the nuts?
Oh, yeah.
Don't kick me in the nuts. I got cancer last time that happened.
Only if you said...
I got sensitive nuts.
Yeah.
Only if you said kick me in the nuts, then yes, I would
You
do
should
it.
Know better.
Yeah, dude.
I said kick me in the nuts, be like,
you should,
he doesn't know what he's talking about.
It's our job to take care of him. Sometimes
if
for
I
himself.
Said kick me in the nuts, you'd do it.
Yeah, but your nuts are okay.
My nuts are unreal.
They're big, we know.
Wait, so another thing I want to know, is getting kicked in the nuts a trait you think a dad should have or just a stepdad?
No, I just think that a stepdad being able to cop, like be like, yeah, okay, kick me in the nuts. Because it's like, it's nice stress.
It's bonding. Yeah, of course.
I don't know, man. Sure. If I'm like, yes, I'm dating your mother, I understand, but don't worry, I've got a cup. If you want, you can kick me in the nuts anytime you'd like.
Isn't
I'd be
that
like,
a cool...
That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
Hey, babe, you want to fool around tonight? Oh, no. Oh, because of your mangled penis? No. It's just that your child was kicking me in the nuts all day. What? Yeah, we were bonding. I said, kick me in the nuts, and he did.
Yeah.
Normal. That's what that sounds to me.
If you're going to say Johnny Knoxville for any advice, I just don't know how well that will turn out for the kid.
Yeah.
Us.
I think Johnny Knoxville makes...
He's actually great at advice.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Okay. What advice?
Hey,
Johnny.
Hey, step Johnny. I would like to get into a cage with a bear, and I want to be in a meat suit. Is this a good idea?
This is the perfect question for Johnny Knoxville, can I say? I don't think Batman would have had an appropriate answer, but
Johnny Knoxville,
you picked the perfect person.
Well, okay, so. Johnny Knoxville has kids.
Yeah.
And I was going to be like, but his kids are never in Jackass, but they are. But they don't do anything. It's like post-credit stuff.
Okay.
Yeah,
punching someone with a big
but
boxing
in this
glove.
Situation,
it's fine.
He's dating our mum and we're those kids.
Yeah, that's true. That would be way more fucked up because his kids are probably normal unlike us who are freaks.
Yeah, yeah. I think Johnny Knoxville would make... He doesn't make a great stepdad. But he makes a good guy who's fucking our mom.
Yeah.
You know what? That's probably a fair call.
Like, he's like, they're not, there's nothing official. They didn't get married.
Yeah.
But occasionally we go and we get, like, tipped over in a trolley cart or whatever.
Oh, that's the dream.
Tipped over in a trolley cart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, get in the trolley, he pushes the trolley, hits a curb, you fly up.
Okay.
I also don't really want to take any kind of like sex advice from a guy with a mangled penis because
he
dropped a...
he knows how to fuck. He just dropped a dirt bike on his penis.
Yeah, it's not like his penis was mangled. Like, he had...
It's not like he somehow knew so little about fucking that he dropped a dirt bike.
Yeah, it's not like he fucked a dirt bike.
He fucked so wrong a dirt bike fell on his dick.
Oh, I guess God is real and punishing me.
But is he? Did he put one of those like muscle tensy units on his nuts? Or am I thinking of someone else?
That
yeah, I think you're thinking of Joel Dusha.
No, that was.
Oh wait, no, I am thinking of Joel Dusha.
It wasn't.
Oh, that was. That
Dusha, I mean, what a compliment to get you and Johnny Knoxville.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take it.
You've got to be so happy that that happened.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a victory.
Someone's done some fucked up shit with the nuts. Right? Yeah, yeah, okay.
No, it was just like a... Look, don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Fair enough.
It wasn't like a muscle relaxer. That's crazy. I'm not in fucking jack-off.
It was something else electric.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what.
The cattle prod or something.
Yeah, 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 but yeah. Like not a... Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, what about this? What if I came to Johnny Knoxville and I was like, hey, Johnny, Uncle Johnny... There's a person in my class that I have a crush on. Mm. How do I let them know I have
well,
a crush
Well, he married
on?
His high school crush.
So he's get married. Marry her.
Yeah. Marry her. Have a kid. Get that
I'm
kid.
I'm 10 or whatever. Or 30. It's unclear.
We switch.
Johnny Knoxville, I'm both 10 and 30. Yeah. Can you give me advice appropriate for both?
It also depends on which point in... Johnny Knoxville's life you get him because if he's young bad advice if he's old probably fine advice but there's also a middle period a very bad advice
Okay, classic more classic I guess stepdad activities we're all sitting around a family meal
he's probably flying through the table
We're maybe like we had to pause our Nintendo because we you know wanted to keep playing but mom's like dinner's ready we're having a lovely family dinner.
Okay.
And we don't want to be there, but he's got to make an impression.
We'd rather be playing Nintendo.
Yeah, but he has to make an impression.
Well,
what's
he's making
happening.
An impression. So basically what happens is table set.
Yeah.
There's a spot at the head of the table where presumably he's going to be sitting. He's not sitting there yet.
That's weird. Okay. I thought maybe mum would
Where's
be, but all right.
Johnny? Huh.
He's sitting at the head of the table already.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Mum's sitting at the head of the table.
Yeah,
there's a spot next to mum.
Yeah, good.
Near
good.
The head of the table, not at the head of the
Damn
table.
Right.
I
okay.
hope you're happy.
To respect him, I'm not calling him dad yet.
That's fair. Then you hear... The Jackass theme.
Down, down, down.
That's it.
Yeah.
And then over the house, Johnny wearing a helmet crashes into the table.
Okay.
What an entrance. Impressed. Hey, I'm calling you dad now, Johnny.
I guess in the chaos, I can go back to playing Nintendo.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, I guess he's ruined dinner.
I go hungry again, but it was cool to see.
It was cool to see. I guess I'm more impressed that this guy is fucking my mum than being a stepdad. So.
Yeah, I think you actually, like, way too early in this, you nailed it.
Yeah.
Which is that he's a great person to fuck mum.
Yeah.
Not a great stepdad.
You don't want him permanently there. You don't want to wake up to him being like, hey, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. This is bed explosion.
Yeah.
Also, and you're like, oh, no.
Because I know we didn't really explore, like, with Batman's, his already existing family of, like, the Bat family. But when you say with Johnny Knoxville, you'll have all his friends.
Yeah.
And his friends.
Uncle Steve.
Uncle Ben.
Hey, Johnny, can you drive me to school today? Yeah, of course. Then you get in the car and he's like, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. This is Super Bus. I'd love to get to school normally one day.
Yeah.
But somehow the car is fired out of a cannon or whatever.
Yeah.
So I reckon, I mean, starting every morning of just like, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to Jackass. This is Set My Step Kid on Fire.
I think I have more of a...
Didn't even give it a cool name.
Yeah, we're on fire now. I think I've got more of a chance of being shot if I'm Johnny Knoxville's son than Batman's son.
The only time Johnny Knoxville has used a gun in Jackass, it got cut because he shot himself with it.
Yeah.
Oh, my mistake.
What about a BB gun or a pellet gun?
Yeah.
Okay,
Johnny Knoxville, can you tell me about puberty? Yeah. Let me just get some stuff.
Hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville.
Welcome
to
puberty. And then he just shoots you in the balls a bunch with a pellet gun.
Yeah,
I hate this house!
Yeah.
Don't worry about the birds and the bees for the time being, I reckon.
Yeah. He just drops a dirt bike on your penis.
Exactly. He's like, Uncle Johnny, can you tell me, like, what is sex? Like, hey, here's a big glass of... Now, it might be either horse or pig semen.
Yeah, I'll be eating too much pig semen to have him as a stepdad.
Yeah, that's fair. You fucked up your own drink there.
Yeah. That's not got the consistency of horse semen. You're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, look. If Mum was fucking Johnny Knoxville, that would be... You know what? I feel like if you were an adult and your mom starts fucking Johnny Knoxville, you're like, this... My life could not get better.
If my mom started fucking Johnny Knoxville, sad for dad. But like,
yeah.
I reckon just cop it,
I'd be
dad.
Happy for her. Yeah.
Sorry, dad. Sometimes you're going to take the L.
Yeah.
So, look...
Yeah, all right, okay.
Speaking of taking the L, I understand.
Yeah.
I've pitched a man that is probably too chaotic to welcome into the family.
Yeah.
That's okay. Fine. At some point, I would lose respect for Mum.
Yeah.
At some point.
Oh, no. Boo.
He just...
It's, yeah.
I know.
Fuck you.
He just feels like he doesn't bathe a lot.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville's a Hollywood actor.
He's very clean.
I don't know.
He doesn't do the shit stuff either, if that's what you're worried about.
I am a little worried about the shit
stuff. He just gets his nipple bitten by an alligator or whatever.
He doesn't
shot
get shat on or eat shit or
anything. No, if Mum was dating Dave England, then yeah.
Okay.
That'd be fucked
fair
up.
Enough.
There's
fair
like
enough.
10 people in the crowd that watch Shark House. I'm going to stop going deep into references. Johnny Knoxville, everyone knows.
And
sort of.
Maybe not now, but like in the middle, he's got like a lot of rat energy.
Yeah.
He's like, you know what I mean?
I don't know. I think he's handsome.
Yeah, I think he's handsome too.
Anyway, I think that...
Although big down point is his real name's Philip Clapp, which is not a cool name.
That's atrocious.
It's Clapp with two P's as well.
Although Uncle Phil.
Oh, no! We've already had one of those, and it's not good.
Yeah. I think that the problem is that you've picked one new
step-parent.
Okay,
that's a... I was going to say...
I think Mum can only be satisfied by a trio.
All right.
Happy Mother's Day.
And that's one for her physical carnal needs, okay? One for her emotional needs, and then one to be the reliable breadwinner of the family. Okay, so I'm picking reverse order.
So physical?
Physical, emotional, and then...
Financial?
Like to be a supportive, I suppose, you know?
I don't even know what to call that. mental / financial.
Yeah.
Someone yelled out something that probably made more sense.
Made less sense.
Sometimes the audience interrupt and it's bad.
Yeah.
So I'm picking Donald Duck, Mickey Mouse...
Okay.
And Goofy, no surname given.
Can we guess for which one?
Well, what do you think?
Okay.
Like, I know why I've picked who I've picked.
I'm guessing.
And for what?
No,
but
Goofy is for emotional support.
Correct. Tick, ding.
So here's the dangerous one.
Donald for fucking?
Yes.
Hey!
Mickey Mouse can be the breadwinner.
Mickey Mouse the breadwinner. Oh my God, that was fucking easy.
Mickey Mouse, we can look up to. You know?
Okay, so straight off the bat, I've got some...
We all want to do it.
I fucking the boy's mom today?
And to be honest...
Here's $50. He gives us $50 each.
And that not fucking mom is good.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hear...
Hey, can you just do a Donald Duck impression for a second? Also,
yeah, you gotta like.
That's the sound of him eating Mum out.
Ah, oh, that hard duck bill.
Be better than that. Don't. What is.
And then Goofy can come in and be like, Gorsh.
Yeah. Exactly.
Do you enjoy having love, mate? Do you?
Yeah, she could like pet him like a fucking the dog.
And Mickey Mouse has got dinner on the table.
Yeah. Right.
Donald Duck.
Donald Duck's too angry. He's got to go for a walk around the house.
Yeah. Plus, he's never wearing pants. He's always down.
He's always ready to go. He just sits in Mum's bedroom smoking a cigarette.
Yeah.
We walk past. We're like, I'm uncomfortable.
Well, it gets
Donald
worse.
Duck's just sitting on the end of the bed like this. It's so funny.
Yeah, his bill getting more and more worn down.
We're like, he just eyeballs us as we walk past. I like Goofy, not with like scary.
Yeah, you can talk to Goofy.
Have a good day at school.
Yeah, it did. Goofy.
See, how lovely is that? Yeah, Goofy will tell you about the birds and the bees.
If we want someone to help us give our biscuits a little...
Oh, Goofy's,
Goofy's there.
And Mickey Mouse comes to the pair of t-shirts.
Okay, so... Yeah.
And Mickey Mouse will be sponsoring our thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a good trio.
So there is a couple of problems. I'm going to start with the one that all the fucking people that cheered before have clearly forgotten about.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
And
a corkscrew penis. Yeah,
yeah.
And I don't see the problem.
Donald Duck could fuck Mum with a corkscrew penis. Also, it would Donald Duck licked his lips before.
Yeah.
So even though it's a bill, the tongue can come all the way out.
Yeah.
And we know that that beak can go wide, so all he's got to do is like alligator clamp onto Mum.
Plus,
she'll have the time of her life.
That tongue's going deep.
Yeah.
Well, it's got it. It's the only way to do it.
The only way to do it is like
deeper the tongue.
All you
got to
do is put a magic bullet in his mouth, let the bill go vibration. Then she just sits down.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's basically like a Sibian.
Yeah. Well, Goofy watches TV in the living room.
Yeah.
And Mickey Mouse cooks a chicken.
Yeah.
Sounds like he's really giving it to her in there, huh, Goofy? Oh, gosh, Mickey, I suppose.
Oh, God.
None of our business.
You're right.
They're really happy with this situation for some reason.
So
good your mother came today, huh? Sounds like she did. Gorsh.
Okay, so I guess if I'm the child in the situation and that's happening around me, I'm like, this
What's
is...
What's wrong, little doucher?
This
is there something the matter there, son?
Would you like some chicken, huh?
I'm...
Goofy just gently closes the door to the...
I bought you some noise-canceling headphones, huh? You should put these on.
At least your mom's happy.
That's funny because Goofy's then like, well, yeah, clearly you hate it, but hey, don't be a selfish kid. Having the time of it live.
I don't know what Mickey's getting out of it.
Yeah, he's getting fin-domed.
Yeah, Mickey's getting fin-domed.
Yeah.
I love when she spends my money. Take the credit card. Go to Vegas, you two. So what's your issue with it again, Joel Dusha?
Well, I mean, the majority of stuff's bad.
Okay.
Which one?
Which bit?
Yeah.
Why are you team this?
Mum sexually satisfied, financially satisfied, and emotionally satisfied.
Yeah.
We get someone to play like catch with Goofy.
Yeah, Goofy does all of the nurturing.
Yeah,
Donald Duck fucks like a fucking freight train.
Yeah.
Fucking
and Mickey
Mouse makes sure dinner's on the table and the house is clean.
Yeah,
Mum does nothing but just lives in a permanent state of orgasmic bliss.
I think what
and
is...
And then there's, Goofy's there to, like, with the come down.
Yeah,
that's pretty good.
I've realized
Donald Duck goes for his angry walk around the park.
Yeah.
Goofy slides into bed. They cuddle. Yeah.
I realize why this is going to be hard
to argue
against.
You have
against.
A good one?
Yeah.
You feeling okay?
Seems like it was wonderful. Gives a little kiss on the forehead. They spoon to sleep. It's
exactly.
Lovely.
And then Mickey comes in and cleans up or whatever.
Yeah.
I realize the problem with this is that it's not... So, Jackson, what you've done here is you've made your perfect situation. You want to live this life.
Sucked off by Donald Duck.
That beak just...
Well, so...
Absolutely pancaking my penis.
Sucked off by Donald Duck while two other people take care of everything else in the house. Your one role is just to lie there and get sucked off repeatedly by Donald Duck.
It does sound awesome.
Yeah.
Nothing a problem, dude.
Okay, any of the situations. Hey,
okay.
Little Cricket.
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Who's coming?
Goofy.
And
Mickey Mouse is at work and Donald Duck is fucking Mum.
Mum's going to lose her job.
Well,
Mum doesn't need a job. That's what Mickey Mouse is for.
Mickey's there. You can quit your job, huh?
I thought you were going to say Mum's going to lose her mind.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
We only see mum as she, like, hair a mess in a dressing gown or whatever, just gets a juice from the fridge.
Yeah. Legs bowed.
You're right, mum? Yeah.
Oh, I forgot about you. Here's
some electrolytes. You need to fill up, honey.
Would you like me to make some orange slices?
Yeah. I'll make you some bacon and eggs.
Look, it's an unusual living situation. Yeah. I'll give you that.
Yeah.
It's not what you call typical.
No, but that's fine.
But everyone,
every family's different.
Yeah, exactly. A family can be anything. A family can be a dog, a bird, and a mouse. Taking care of one woman and her three adult or children kids.
Yeah.
Okay, what about like a parent-teacher interview or whatever?
Mickey Mouse comes. He's paying the most attention.
Yeah. Okay, is that what it's called here?
I feel like
England keeps surprised.
See, I would say that would be a goofy Mickey situation.
There's a fucked up British name for this. And what was it?
No.
Parents
Harris evening.
Parents evening,
Parents
right?
evening, okay.
Every time we come to England, we say something, not even on stage, just like in passing, people like, what's that? We're like, what do you mean, what's that? And then you'll have some crazy British thing, and we'll be like,
absurd. What is,
and then we're the bad guys.
Yeah.
So in parents' evening.
Yeah,
so we're having parents' evening.
Mickey Mouse and Goofy.
Hey, my grades are going down. It could have something to do with my fucked up living situation, but I don't know.
Oh, gosh, we're going to really look at that, huh?
Well, maybe we'll start tutoring you at home.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hey,
it seems to be...
Mickey, maybe we can, if you can, like, hire out, like a small little something that he can study in, that'd be pretty good.
Maybe we'll get a bigger house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get your own office. Would that be nice, Chip?
Yeah, maybe, like, your own personal tutor?
The school counselor has requested that I see them, because they're worried about my living situation. And maybe, potentially, I'm not being catered for or nurtured in any way.
But that's what Goofy's
just
for.
The fact that money just keeps being thrown my way whilst a dog cooks eggs.
I think you've described it poorly to the counselor. That's
what you I do. Think when the counselor sits down with Mickey and Goofy, they'll understand what's going on.
I think the Disney Corporation is the biggest threat to this family.
Donald Duck's doing what?
Get him out of there! Donald Duck's going to make a public apology.
Yeah.
But it just sounds like...
Mom's in the crowd being like, ooh.
Mom's depressed for like a month afterwards when they're gone. Mickey Mouse as well shouldn't be. It's a bad look for Disney. Yeah, the
board meeting would just be Disney walk like Walt Disney. He's back. Walking into the board meeting.
Thought him out.
Pulling like a sheet off a whiteboard or blackboard or whatever fucking board you have here. Pointing at the no fucking thing.
We talked about this.
Well, only one of us is fucking.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I was just there for emotional support.
I was just there spending money,
You!
He was fucking,
That's all behind closed doors, huh?
Well, from what we've heard, it wasn't actually behind closed doors.
They've turned to somewhat of an exhibitionist, huh?
So, I think this is one of those situations where your mom's fucking stoked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her very primal needs have been met.
Yeah.
In a way that living Jackson's utopia.
Yeah.
Two out of the three sons are having a good time.
Yeah.
Why? I still don't...
We've got, like, a human dog man...
It'd be an
man's
adjustment
best
period.
Friend.
Sure.
Yeah.
But after I mean, I'd miss mom.
Well, yeah. But like we yeah, sure exactly. Mom's getting fucked by a duck. Yes.
Yeah.
That's odd.
Awesome.
I'm not.
You know,
saying
people
that's
say
not.
Fuck a duck. She's doing it.
Yeah, she's there. we've got Goofy to basically
I just
be our dad.
Think...
And we know that Goofy is a good single dad.
Yeah, he's done it before. You ever seen a Goofy movie or a Goofy movie
he's
to a Goofier movie?
Incredible.
I don't know if it's called that.
I think it's
so,
a...
When you have,
it's an extremely goofy movie.
Yeah, it is.
I pay attention.
Very extremely.
Yeah.
But so when you have Goofy not having to worry about the responsibility of like money and finance, and can just spend all his time loving the three boys, that's pretty good.
I just feel like if you put a mouse, and a dog, in charge of raising children, something along the line, will go wrong.
It's pretty fucked up that the mouse is the boss of the dog. I never really thought about that.
That would never happen in nature.
I guess
the mouse is in charge of the cat in Tom and Jerry, kind of.
Yeah.
Well, no. The cat wants to kill the mouse.
Yeah, but who always wins?
The mouse.
Everyone wants to kill their boss, right?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Big time.
I'm aware.
No, I love you.
Love you too.
Yeah. But look, if the three of us... Yeah, yeah, he's not doing it, of course. But
I know.
But if the three of us aren't satisfied with this step-parent...
That's fine.
It's got to be unanimous. Yeah, so okay. It's got to be all four of us. The three of us and mom.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So I'll accept defeat tragically.
Okay. And this pains me.
Yeah.
So much.
Yeah.
But I guess, at the moment, that is our best option. Yes!
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I think you're right, Jack. I think you're right that mum needs something more than just a regular man.
Yes.
I think mum needs something that is bigger than just one person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to put forward a giant of a man, half giant of a man, Hagrid.
Talk about chode. Like,
yeah.
He's kind of shaped like a chode.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is a bit. Yeah.
He's loving, he's caring.
He is.
Do anything for Harry and those other two kids. You can see that, you know, he's very caring with animals. He's got a fascination.
He's very
with
in touch with
animals.
His emotions. He cries all the time. Yeah.
He does. I believe he likes cooking. I don't know.
I also believe that maybe, and look,
And he's got a half-giant dick, so that's got to be good for mum.
And also, I'm pretty sure he went to jail, right?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, he's tough.
That is sick.
That's pretty fucking sick. Yeah, where was, like, this stepdad? Oh, he just came out of jail.
Yeah.
Cool. But for something he was in.
Yeah, what was he in jail for? Oh, yeah, he killed a kid.
Yeah. But pretty cool. He didn't.
Found innocent.
Yeah.
If someone's in jail for killing a kid.
He was in jail for, like, a month.
Oh.
Twice.
What was the second thing for?
Same thing.
Double jeopardy or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
You can't go to jail twice to kill the same kid. I'm starting to think
Trebek.
These books suck shit.
You can't kill a kid twice. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, if you raised him from the dead.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so what? So giant dick.
Yep.
Caring.
Very caring, very loving. He's a
Has
professor.
His own place. It is in a school.
Yeah. He's a professor.
Is he?
Yes, he does become a professor.
He becomes a professor.
I don't fucking know how.
Yeah,
it doesn't make
up.
Any sense. They're just like, oh, you can be a professor.
Has a motorbike.
That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool.
Very good at dealing like with bullies. Gives them a pigtail.
Oh, yeah, shit.
Yeah.
Uses magic.
Willy-nilly.
Yeah.
Very recklessly. Oh,
Is he legally allowed to use magic?
No.
Because that was part of the terms of his
parole. Well, they broke his wand or whatever, but then he got another one in his, like, umbrella.
Yeah.
So
that's
he's a little
up.
Bit
There's
of a bad
shop,
boy.
Dickhead. Go get a new one.
Nah,
the
that's
chooses
like
the
that's
wizard
all registered
cunt.
Or
Come on.
You know?
Fucking the... That... Fancy fucking wand. Just win that in Jewel or whatever. A Jewel or whatever.
The Deathly Hollow one?
Yeah.
The U one?
Elder
one?
I want to say ring, but that's
Elder ring? Elden ring?
Elden wand.
The Elder wand?
Anyway, wands are stupid and so is Harry Potter.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Please continue.
It's true.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
Yeah, but anyway, stupid. Hagrid.
And Hagrid, though, yes. What else is he doing?
Let's do the same thing we were doing before.
We'll
go through a couple of situations.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's a few here that I feel like he's going to be rough with. But, like, okay, a sports thing. He'll probably be pretty good at that.
Yeah.
He's got big, and I know barbecues aren't really a thing here, but he's got big, I'll cook for the team energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
So when, after you, like, you're playing cricket.
Yeah,
under cricket, and you win.
You've made
and Australia,
sweet...
we go out for Maccas.
Yep.
And here, I assume
you go out
biscuits
orange.
For the biscuits,
biscuits and porridge. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can see
Fuck
him
yeah,
making
porridge.
Like a big.
Woo!
Of...
We big... eat well here.
Him with a big like cauldron of porridge makes like you can easily see that.
Here you go, kids. Enjoy your slop.
Yeah, and they'll be like, "Thank you. This is the most nutritious and tastiest thing I've had today."
I feel like Hagrid's the kind of guy that if, like, he'll get too involved with the sporting match. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if there's, like, a foul call or something he doesn't agree with, he's
gonna... Red card!
You know what?
Red card! That's so much fun to say, like, Hagrid.
You went
Red
for
card!
No, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You were all in. That was good.
Yeah.
That was good. You did it.
I'm whole ass all the time, baby. Yeah,
yeah. So I think...
What?
People are just happy you're committing. That's nice.
It's good that he's into commitment. He seems like a flaky one, but now he's saying he's not, and that's nice. That's good. We love that.
But I think the problem with Hagrid is that he's embarrassing. I think that's why he makes a bad stepdad. And I know stepdads
are embarrassing. Our school today, son. Don't... Son's bad. Don't call me son.
Is Batman back?
Yeah. I think as well he'd be like, I'll walk you to the door or whatever. And you're like, Hagrid, please don't wait.
No, because he does abandon Harry in like Diagon Alley a few times. Like, you just go off and do your own thing.
Okay, so but maybe negligent.
Be... Yeah. Oh, heaps. Yeah, he wants a dragon, like it cracks out. He's like, yeah, I did this. I told some cunt my secrets, and now I have a dragon egg. I think, reckless. He's a bit reckless.
Yeah, on paper, like, he's a criminally reckless maniac.
He makes rocks and makes Harry eat the fucking rocks or whatever. Rock cakes.
Yeah.
He's a baker. Because, like, on paper, he's been to jail twice.
Yeah. He also endangered a kid.
His...
Buckbeak
attacked Malfoy or whatever.
He was like, hey, here's these dangerous animals.
Should be a rule if an animal attacks a cunt kid, put down the kid.
Yeah.
Nah, I think the animal should have died.
You should always toss it up. You should go to some kind of counsel situation.
Yeah.
You need to look at the animal, look at the kid. Well, who's got the worst vibes? We kill that one.
Obviously, in the situation, one has to be put down 100% of the time.
And obviously, I think everybody's thinking of Harambe when we talk about this. And in that situation, Harambe had the worst vibes, okay? But I think there's definitely situations where you should kill the kid.
Every time the Harambe thing comes up, I know you can just see yourself in the kid because you're like, yeah, I can imagine falling in an ape enclosure. That's something that could feasibly happen to me.
It was always a huge fear of mine when I went to the zoo as a kid.
Have I told you I got stuck in a lion enclosure once?
What? How did that happen?
I put my leg through and then got stuck, and then the lion started walking towards my leg. I was a kid. Everyone got really scared.
How old were you? Because I can imagine that as a kid, or I can imagine that like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah. So. That's appropriate whenever, to be honest.
I was a kid. I think I was like... Probably too old. I reckon I was like 11.
Yeah. It's funny because I was scared.
I was old enough that my knee went through and then wouldn't come back out.
Yeah. That's a big knee. So.
Yeah. I'm famous for my knees.
But I was scared of it as a kid, not because I was in danger, but just because I was like, I could.
Yeah.
And so some part of my kid brain was like, do it.
Just jump.
I was like, I could just climb into the bear enclosure. I shouldn't, though. Do it.
So, yeah, I understand why you're like, yeah, I'm glad they shot Harambe. Like, otherwise they're shooting me, the kid.
Well, no, there were just two situations.
Yeah, no,
there.
I understand.
You know, they had to kill the gorilla.
Yeah.
It was the right move.
It was.
Anyway.
If we're going to Hagrid for advice about the birds and the bees talk, I feel he'll be using a lot of magical animals.
I think Hagrid.
Kind of metaphors.
I think his response will be like, oh,
too young for that. And then we never hear it. Because I think Hagrid doesn't know how to fuck. So I think Mum's not even satisfied.
Oh, you've come to the right fella.
You have a book here somewhere. I'll go out and get it. And then he leaves for the whole night.
You see the...
I remember I read it somewhere. Well, please in a woman.
Somebody has a penis.
All right, it says here you're meant to stimulate the clitoris.
What awesome book is he reading? Kama Sutra.
Hermione, what's a clitoris?
There's things called sperm, apparently.
They go into her cervix.
Yeah, so I feel like he fails on the advice and fucking mum counts.
Yeah.
I don't know, Hagrid,
question. Hagrid a virgin?
Yeah, he just doesn't give me the vibes of someone who's fucked.
I know he dated,
I don't think he fucks
like,
the giant.
He has a crush with Maxine.
Are you proud of knowing that?
I don't think he fucks her.
Yeah, I don't think they fuck.
Because like he's like, hey, we vibe real well. We're good. I'm a half giant. You're a half giant. She's like, well, I never. And then they don't do anything.
Yeah.
And then they go and try to like persuade the giants to like not fight. And I think he just grabs his like younger brother or something, and like she's like, he's crazy. I don't want to deal with this. And she fucks off. Yeah. I just don't think he ever really sealed the deal.
I don't think he's ever fucked. I think he's a virgin. I think he'd be a terrible virgin. Stepdad. Yeah.
I think he just kind of spends all his time dealing with animals. Yeah. Like, and the Forbidden Forest. Maybe he doesn't quite connect well with humans.
Yeah.
Well, he connects better with big spiders.
He's just a weird
spiders.
Guy. I don't know.
I fucked up again, guys. That's okay. Should have gone the goofy route.
Yeah, the goofy route. That's okay. The way
I thought he would be so good. He's so kind and so nurturing and he's so big. But once again, it's the size doesn't matter.
Exactly. It's what you do with it.
It's what you do with the count. He doesn't do much.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm. I think you're on the right path with, like, it needs to be...
something big.
Well, big. I'm going to go smaller.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you burping into the microphone?
I had a cranberry juice before I came on stage.
Yeah.
Oh, famously gassy cranberry juice. Fuck you.
Yeah, it's pretty gassy.
Yeah, I'm full of burps.
I hope you both rot in hell.
Yeah.
Stop yelling out. Just quietly watch the show.
Size doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you went big and suck shit. I'm going to go little but rules.
Okay.
Ah. Because if there's one person that seems to have the ability to please everyone and do everything, it's not a man, but a rat. On a man.
Oh!
Are we talking?
We're talking Remy the rat from Ratatouille.
Yes, please.
My dream of being a flesh puppet for a rat. Oh, fuck yes.
They love rats here in England. I just learnt in this exact moment.
The crowd doesn't know what it's cheering for.
We love
fiction. Rats.
We love that Joel Dush was rude to that one guy that yelled about a giant.
All right, so Remy.
Who's he Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He can Ratatouille anyone, presumably.
Okay.
Well, no.
What do you mean, no? Doesn't he Ratatouille more than one guy?
Well, no, he does.
He's mostly Ratatouille's guy. What's his name?
Linguini.
Yeah,
no,
Linguini.
But this guy has to be complicit in it.
Yeah.
So there has to be a guy who's like, I would love to be a stepdad, but I don't want to put in the work.
Yeah.
Well, even if it's Linguini.
Okay, so Linguini's...
Let's hypothetically start with that, but I'm more focused on the rat.
Okay.
Well, it could just be the rat. Doesn't have to be Ratatouille-ing somebody straight away.
Well, could Ratatouille...
Well, hang on.
Could Remy...
Hang on. I think you might be onto something. What if...
Could Remy...
What if...
Yeah.
What if...
I'm thinking.
Remy...
Yeah.
Because obviously, I mean, I don't want to... We don't want to go down that route.
Well,
but what if...
Same idea. I think we're on the same idea.
What if...
Yes.
I mean...
Yes.
Mum...
Puts it
on
her own head.
Yes.
Yes.
Becomes step, well, mom and stepdad.
Yes. Yes.
I think she should put it on her pubic mane.
Okay, I've got one question. You're probably not going to see this one coming. Why?
You get better control.
Well, I got
control.
Two reasons. First of all, closer
what?
To...
What? Don't sit like that.
I'm uncomfortable.
Now
I'm comfortable. So... First of all, I feel like if she's using Ratatouille to get off, that's just probably easier. The sensation probably, I don't know, moves quicker.
You've seen the move.
Because with controlling with, I guess, the pubic hair, he can control her hands, but then he can use his little rat hands as well to like...
Yeah.
First you're cheering rats, now you're booing rats. I don't fucking know what you
want.
You
don't know what you think about rats.
It's so weird that the audience is like, fuck yeah, rats. But
then they think about it.
When you're thinking about a little rat
maybe
hand.
A rat on my genitals would be bad.
But also, this way mum doesn't have to always wear a hat.
Yeah. I miss seeing mum's hair, I guess.
Yeah. Because how annoying would that be?
Oh, you're right. Yeah, you've won me over. The hat problem would suck shit for
Mom. But then she'd have a weird bulge and a...
Oh, that's just my my husband.
Yeah. Oh, she married him.
Yeah. Well,
that's sick. Mom married a rat that lives in her hair.
lives in her pussy.
But I was thinking that, if Ratatouille is doing this, if he's full on doing every element, he could go in our heads too.
I don't know. You know what? We talked about how uncle shouldn't be fucking mum.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, no, I'm not saying till we can fuck mum.
Okay, because we would just... Okay.
I'm saying, say I have to deal with bullies at school.
Oh,
I'm like,
okay.
Ratatouille, I got it. These people keep calling me Stinky Dick. And Ratatouille's like, let me get on your head.
Yeah.
And then he goes in and deals with the bullies.
What does he do?
Wallops the bullies.
What does
just
he do?
Fucking throws hands using your hands.
Why? Yeah, I
have you ever punched... Like, but
well, all he could do is physically manipulate my body. He can't make me say anything.
Couldn't he get onto their head?
Well,
and
yeah.
Punch themselves in the head.
Punch
that's
themselves
true.
In the head.
That's walk embarrassing the for the... Hey, someone call me Stinky Dick. I've got a solution. I'm going to walk them off a cliff.
No. Because he's like, he's powerful enough so that he can control their body, like, people's bodies. But yeah. What else can he do? Because again, dealing with like a bully... It just doesn't end when you kind of either like punch them or they punch you.
Well,
I mean, they do walk off a cliff. That ends it.
Yeah, that ends it pretty quickly.
That's a final.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess. We can't like, prove what? It was us.
if the courts find out a rat did it,
yeah.
Well, judge, that sounds insane.
But not even just
judge. You cannot put me away for the crimes of a rat.
A rat can't go to jail, Your
yeah,
Honor.
Yeah.
They don't make cages big enough. They do.
That's where you keep rats mostly.
What?
This rat's been living on my mum's pubic hair.
What do you mean a rat in a cage?
But also, it doesn't have to just be for bullies. I don't know.
It's what advice is Remy giving? For sure, he can control us. He can control somebody. He can just use us like the meat puppets that we are.
Yeah.
But when it comes to advice,
right
when it
advice.
Comes to fatherly advice.
Well, here's the
what
thing.
What is he doing?
I keep going to call him Ratatouille, but his
name
is Remy.
Nah, he's Ratatouille the rat.
He's Ratatouille the rat.
Remy Ratatouille from
damn
the
right.
film Ratatouille.
Yes.
Ratatouille makes Linguini believe in himself.
Yeah.
And that's important. As
that is important. That's true.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, and if a rat can teach a man to believe, then maybe a rat can also teach a man... to do anything.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
How is he giving the conversations? Yeah, sure. Facial expressions. Rat facial expressions, which is pretty much how he teaches Linguini to believe in himself. Which is also pretty fucked up because you're like, believe in yourself, Linguini, but then Linguini can't actually cook for shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's all Remy. So maybe he can just get on our heads.
It's cool that like that movie begins with Linguini trying to drown Remy.
That is cool.
Would we try and drown?
Well, I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it, Ratatouille can't communicate. He just squeaks. Yeah. He doesn't speak English.
How did Mum and Remy meet?
At a restaurant.
Tinder.
Okay.
Tinder. Yeah, Tinder.
That I am a sense. Rat seeking anyone, a human, to pilot.
Interested in I am rat.
Must live on pubic hair. Look, Ratatouille, what about the dinner table situation?
Yeah.
What if we have regular rats in the house?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, like, what if we have a rat problem?
Yeah.
I mean, well, we...
I
think we might because he might because he's got a
He'll
whole
be like,
family.
Fellas,
that comes
come
in.
Over, also, yeah.
How long do rats live for?
Not long. Yeah.
Sad.
Yeah. I mean, this is like because really, if it's a problem, it's not really a permanent one.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's still like 6 years or something. Yeah.
Two.
All right. Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah. Whatever.
That was the voice of someone.
To live
that
and
had
lose is to love and lose is better than to. Never love at all.
To love and lose.
To love a rat is better than to not love a rat.
Yeah.
To love a rat and have the rat die of natural causes, aged two, is better than to have never loved.
To be controlled by the rat you love.
Imagine it ends and your mom comes in and she's like, I've got some bad news. Your rat died.
You mean your lover?
Our rat. We'll flush him down the toilet.
Yeah.
Typical rat burial.
It's an undignified ad for Ratatouille.
How big do rats get? I just think you'd bury it outside.
Rats can get
rats
huge.
Get big.
Yeah, so don't flush it.
Well,
it.
I don't know if Remy gets that big.
Yeah,
he's still a flushable size.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
He actually does get flushed basically in the movie, so...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I just don't think Remy would be a good setback.
Yeah.
I think the communication part, you're right, is where it falls down. Because, you can make someone believe in themselves by pulling rat faces or whatever, but you can't teach them how to... Bowl a cricket ball.
Because again, he is a good chef.
Yeah.
He's not a good cricketer.
Yeah,
no, that's true.
Exactly.
And so, like, am also thinking that, yeah, sure, he can control us like a meat puppet. He can control mum like a meat puppet.
Yeah.
But he knows rat genitals.
Yeah.
He doesn't know human genitals. Mm.
There can't be that much difference.
Well, rats have huge balls, so that's the same.
Yeah. Well, there just probably isn't. Like, you could probably figure out rat genitals if you got down there. And a rat could probably figure out your genitals if it got up there. It's all the same equipment.
Yeah. Yeah, it's famously all the same equipment.
It's not.
I just feel it would be, like, for Remy, it would be bigger.
Yeah, it's intense for Remy. But otherwise, he's dealing with the same stuff. Yeah. Yeah, that's like just the harsh reality of the world we live in. Most genitals are the same.
Yeah, when I was at a zoo, I think it was in Hong Kong, where there was like a gorilla enclosure.
No, no.
And there was like six lady gorillas just sort of lying down, spread leg, just diddling themselves.
Yeah.
And you could like see their like gorilla clits. It was not good.
That's awesome.
Burn in. That's and they were, like, reaching over and helping each other. It was, like, lovely and, like, it was bonding.
Tell me you
and,
wouldn't,
like,
dude. If they put the three of us in an alien zoo.
Yeah. I'm reaching over.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the three of us just lying there, legs behind our heads, whacking off. Want me to whack you off?
Yeah. I'm glad we got... When we got kidnapped by aliens, at first I thought it was going to be bad, but actually this was fucking rules.
It's fucking rules.
We finally found
our purpose.
A
bunch of, like, tentacled aliens walking by and be like, ah, Jesus Christ.
We wave.
Hey, this is what it's going to be like till we die.
And the alien was like, that's going to be burning my fucking brain.
Well, okay.
I guess he's right.
Yeah, yeah. And this is dangerous, because Jackson, we're going to need you to take us home.
Okay.
Oh, fuck.
I picked the clown from It.
Long tongue.
Okay.
Long tongue.
Pennywise can take the form of anything, but it has to be scary.
Frankenstein, mummy, Dracula, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Okay. He can become.
Yeah.
Praise on your greatest fears. Brings him into reality, will make us tough.
What about mum's greatest fears?
Well, you know, pleasure and pain are pretty close together, really.
Yeah.
In many ways, they're one and the same thing.
Yeah.
So.
Big fear would be like not having an orgasm.
Exactly.
So.
Mum's just got to get really scared of not coming.
So it would be a bit of edge play.
No, really scared of coming.
Nah, because it'd be edge play.
Yeah. Well, either way.
Because if her biggest fear is not coming.
Yeah.
No, you're right. Her biggest fear needs to be coming.
Yeah, because if her biggest fear is not coming, then he'd be like, and she'd be like, I'm never coming again.
Yeah. What is the physical representation of someone not coming?
Feels like
Jackson.
There's a
butt.
Yeah. I was waiting for that.
No, he's a coming man.
I'm a coming man.
Actually, yeah, that's true. You're the most coming man.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I'm cum personified.
Yeah, this is...
We're all cum personified.
I'm scared of
cum,
and Pennywise just becomes me. She's like, I am decidedly not horny.
The physical representation of jerking off in the shower, Jackson Bailey. Yeah, okay, so...
Someone came in the shower.
Yeah,
this
morning. Can become a big spider.
Okay.
Cool.
Okay. Hey, Pennywise. We're going to play little cricket, and we need someone to bring the biscuits and gruel.
He'll do that dance, that fucked up dance.
Do the fucked up dance, just in the sideline. Somebody be like, yo, is that your dad? Stepdad.
No, we don't call him dad. Uncle Clown.
Why is he doing that fucked up dance? I don't know.
Just don't look at his lights or whatever. Fuck.
He just becomes a Frankenstein on the side of the field.
Yeah, see you soon, Uncle.
Uncle Clown.
Yes, shape-shifting, you know.
Yep, okay. Hey, Pennywise... Uncle Penny, can you tell me about, what's your sex talk? The birds and the bees.
What are you most scared of about sex?
Ah, shit, fuck, okay.
Instantly.
At age, like, 13, probably all of it.
Yeah.
The two of you become pregnant.
Yes.
And die.
Okay, because I was imagining, like, a giant 6-foot vagina chasing me.
Time to teach you about puberty. What did I just learn?
Okay, M-preg
it's
is happening.
Effective.
Nice.
You're not going to get anyone pregnant if you yourself have become pregnant then died. Okay. You've not learnt much about your changing bodies, I must
say. No, it changed. It was a bit of a trial by fire.
Yeah, well, maybe it'll make you age really rapidly and then die.
Okay, unless I'm still dead, though.
Well, then you come back.
Okay, so...
So he's not killing us? Or he is?
Well, no, it's all an illusion.
So, Zaman, just to help get through Jackson, Sorry, I think Pennywise has done irreversible damage to my brain.
Yeah.
Okay, so he'd be bad at sports.
Yep.
Terrible at the birds and the bees.
He'd be okay at sports if you put him in a mascot costume.
Dags,
like, if you dress him up like a big bull and he was doing the dance, you'd be like, yeah, I do like my team.
If your team was like, I don't know, the London Clowns, you'd be like, yeah, he fits well. Yeah. He's doing the dance. He's eating.
Why do we
kids?
Have to drive 3 hours away from town for sport? We had to find a town that had clowns as the mascot. so that your stepdad would be appropriate at the game.
Yeah.
Mom, he's changed our lives a lot.
For the worse. Medium at sports then.
Yeah.
Terrible birds and bees.
That is true.
Oh, okay, what does Pennywise want the most, really?
Children's fear. It makes him strong.
Okay. Yeah. So is he doing a lot of this for children's fear?
Yeah.
Okay.
He wants to eat us.
I guess a big fear of a child's would be... that clown is fucking that kid's mum. I'm scared that clown could fuck my mum.
Uh-huh.
And I guess he could probably feast off that from a whole school.
Because
if Pennywise dates 2 to 3 mums in a young...
Pennywise is going through the school.
No, because like, if you're, say, 9.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Pennywise dates one kid's mum and then dates another kid's mum in
I
the
think
same
if
year
I was
level,
9... and I saw a normal-looking woman and a clown pick up a kid from the parking lot, that would change me forever.
I would be like,
what?
But
conceivably did I just see?
You're just describing like a lovely couple whose husband just happens to be
that
a clown.
That would fuck me up too. I would be like, why is a clown at school?
School?
You do know clowns are just guys, right?
Well, it's fine for me now.
Okay.
Now I see a clown, I don't even think about it. But as a child...
I think if I saw a couple where it was someone just in regular clothes and someone in full clown attire in a situation like a shopping center,
yeah,
I would think about it at least until the end of the day.
Because you're like, were you so in a rush to come here from your clown
especially
job?
Especially if there's no circus around.
Yeah. What's a clown job?
Yeah, what's a clown job as well? This one.
Circus, podcasting.
Oh, I meant like as a sex move. Like a hand job, a blow job, clown job.
I guess a foot job, but with big shoes.
They put a red nose on your dick and honk it.
Yeah. You honk it when you come.
Yeah. Anyway.
White face.
Yeah.
So, look.
Yeah?
I'm listening.
This pains me a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I think since going through a couple more.
Yeah. Like seeing what's out there, exploring the options.
So are we going back to
the Mickey Mouse
best trio,
Goofy,
that will fulfill
and Donald Duck
mum's need. Because I always think like, that's S tier.
Yeah, that's S tier. That's the perfect man.
That is the perfect man.
That just happens to be a mouse, a dog, and a duck.
None of them are jealous of each other.
Yeah.
Everyone has their what they're doing in the relationship. It's a clear boundaries, a communicating.
And like, don't get me wrong, Donald Duck is scary.
Yeah.
He smokes a cigarette and walks around the house not saying anything.
Yeah.
He puts on crime dramas and just sits in an armchair. And I'm like, I am so scared to talk to you. And
then we don't need to talk to him because like, you okay there, buddy?
Yeah. I'm just a bit scared of Donald Duck. Fair enough.
Yeah, me too.
Let's go for a walk. And then, you know, you leave him in the house.
And then,
he's got a troubled mind, dog.
Yeah.
You basically, you take your dog for a walk. Yeah, and that's nice. Your dog talks back to you.
Your dog takes you for a walk, which is, that's a cool
thing. Which
is
really
cool.
You know, every single move, like you know, a boy and his dog, those kind of things. And how good would it be just to have that, but like, he also talks back and is a man.
And he's lovely and kind and loves you. Yes. He adores you.
Adores you.
And mom, we don't see mom so much these days.
Mom is a husk of a woman.
When you see mom, she looks satisfied.
Yeah. She's glowing.
Yeah.
All the time. Positive, like a pep in her step.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is why, unfortunately, I think that maybe that was the best stepdad.
Woo! Oh, it feels good. Mercy, man.
They rule. And to be funded by Mickey.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Rat money.
Living on that rat money.
Yeah, fuck. What's it like putting forward the second worst rat?
Yeah, I wish my rat knew a dog and a duck. Then it would have been fine.
You idiots.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And we
have been
plumbing the Death Star! Hello.
Hello again.
Yeah. We're
back.
Yeah. Freshly drained.
Yeah.
I didn't piss. I didn't need to.
Yeah. Full disclosure, though, me and Zemmett did piss.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yet you'll boo a rat. Don't understand.
If a rat touches a clitoris, that's bad. If
the two moist piss. Hey,
wow. That's good.
What? All right. That's good stuff.
All right. Yeah.
That's
it was
true.
Real.
That's true. That's a good
point. Look, very proud of all of you because we walked off stage and immediately the hashtag fucking exploded. So
people have opinions.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. Well done. I have picked a couple just real quickly that we can go through.
All right.
Because there was a lot of interesting suggestions. We'll admit, some of them, dog shit.
Hey, so were ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They're not all winners.
Yeah.
Not these ones, though, 10. I feel should be the least interesting.
Okay.
And if they're not, I've attached the name. So straight off the rank, this is from Sammy, who thinks that we were close in our episode, but we didn't quite hit the mark, and has suggested Alfred.
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 The butler.
Yeah, okay. Well, Alfred did fuck a tangerine with a banana. So
Sammy clearly heard that and was like, yeah, that's
unreal. Yeah.
That's the tall guy.
That's educational and I understand.
But
yeah,
Alfred did raise a kid.
That's
a
great point.
Evidence.
And a fucked up kid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wasn't even just a normal kid.
Although,
he's the Alfred kid he raised ends up being Batman. So.
But yeah, is that, I know Alfred's like, Master Bruce.
Oh, no.
Master Bruce.
Master Bruce.
Master Bruce. You're going to be a Batman.
Vengeance is important, Master Bruce.
So you sort of saying that maybe this Alfred, if I was like, I don't know, I really like dogs, and he's like, become a dog man.
Yes. Yeah.
So are you positing the theory that it wasn't the fact that Bruce Wayne's parents
got shot
and that made him Batman? It's actually that Alfred's parenting techniques is what raises a Batman.
No, that's ridiculous. I'm saying it's a combination of the two.
Well, no, that is true. Because if your little boy is like, I would like to go out and beat up criminals dressed like a bat, you should be like, don't.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not going to help
you. That's fucking crazy. So actually,
I guess, because there's a lot of orphans. Look, it's sad.
Yeah.
But parents do die.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of orphans in the world. Mm-hmm. And we have yet to have a Batman.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the missing ingredient is Alfred. So I guess, you get a fucked up dad, you get a Batman.
I mean, Alfred would be good at stuff like
giving us biscuits and gruel.
And a little cricket,
Parents' day out at school or whatever you guys call it. Parent-teacher interviews.
Yeah.
Parents' big day out.
Parents' big day out. We'd be good at that. Good at like school lunches and stuff. Good at sports. Like,
but he's also kind of already looking after Batman.
Yeah. That's
so, like,
true.
We'd really fall by the wayside. We'd be...
I think Batman would fall down. Like it's like when you have, say, if you are, like, say, the baby of a family.
Yeah.
Like, the eldest tends to get forgotten.
That's true.
So, it'd be like that.
Yeah.
So, Batman's just going to be openly, like, bleeding and wounded.
And openly aggressive and bitter toward us.
It's like... Alfred,
he's come in and be,
Alfred, where's my dinner? Oh, I'm sorry, Master.
I think it wouldn't even be that mundane. Bruce. He'd come in here to be like,
I fed the Joels in
Jason. it was not a big deal sewing up my own back today, Alfred. I'm sure the Joels needed a sandwich or whatever.
So, Alfred, good. But, maybe makes us fucked up and also priorities.
It might turn us into three Batman.
Yeah, and how good is Alfred at pleasing a woman? Mm.
I think he's awesome at it.
I think he's great.
Alfred
at it,
was in the war.
And okay, that makes you a good lover?
That was an awfully big victory sip for something that made no fucking sense.
You see the
he's
horrors
from a different
of...
era. He was trained.
At what?
He was classically trained.
To do what?
To please a woman.
What?
All right, army, your drill today is to fuck.
Did anyway, they get a hold of Hagrid's book?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So Alfred, pretty good.
Yeah.
I would say mid-tier.
Yeah. Still not as good as a duck or rat.
Yeah, nothing.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get close to that, I reckon. Yeah. So this one was suggested by like 10 different people.
Oh, okay.
And I have a sneaking suspicion why.
Because
it's Professor X.
Yeah. Yes. That's
Professor
easy.
X would make an atrocious stepdad.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know.
But you'd think he was awesome.
Yeah. It's true.
You were like, did you just, like, fuck me till I came? Yes.
Mom seems dissatisfied. Your mother is satisfied.
You must be thinking of someone else's mother.
I guess I am.
Yeah.
10 Mama years be... in, and I still can't do the fucking voice.
Yeah, I know.
You can sometimes.
Yes,
yeah, she'd be just lying there and be like, when's it my turn? You've had your turns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right.
I guess I have.
How do I deal with bullies at school?
You already dealt with them. They're fine. They love you, in fact.
Oh, okay. Then you go to school and get hit in the head again.
It's like, Uncle X. Uncle Xavier, can you help us with little cricket? You've won the premiership? I don't know how it works. You kick the girl.
You could go there and win. He could just let you win. You know what I mean? Like, it wouldn't even be something he's mentally put in your head.
Oh, yeah.
He could just make you win.
Yeah, he could just
stop everyone else.
Yeah. With cricket, it'd be like ball bad or hit bad.
Yeah, or just explode their heads. Or
yeah. Hey, Uncle X, you never guess what happened today at school. At school sport.
Yeah,
school sport.
I have some idea. Polishing his glasses.
Yes,
oh, wait, fuck, did you explode their heads?
I'll never tell.
This isn't a joke, Uncle X. Those kids are dead.
Boop, boop, boop. It's a joke now. Oh, I'm laughing.
Yeah, what happened? I think, he's drooling. Oh, fuck. Yeah. I've gone too far.
So,
yeah.
Professor X seems good.
I think Professor X does not qualify.
Yeah, I think on a technicality, wins.
Yeah.
But that technicality is kind of bullshit.
Yeah,
it's not a good situation. So if you were witnessing this, you'd be like, well, that's very fucked up. But if you're the kid, life's perfect.
Yeah.
If you're on the inside, it's not bad.
Yeah. The outside, though. Whew. This one, curveball.
Oh, okay.
So this is from George. Woody and or Buzz.
Right. I went Woody the Woodpecker. I don't know why. Okay. Woody and Buzz. All right.
Toys, but you can fuck toys.
Yeah. And Buzz has got that, like, dome head. He's kind of dildo shaped. Woody is fabric, so probably shouldn't go in, Mom.
No, Woody's wood.
No, his head is. His body's fabric. So his head could go in, Mom.
Plus, they could, like, they probably have a dildo friend they could grab.
Yeah, that's
They can
true.
Only give you all the speeches and stuff like that while you're asleep, because you're not allowed to see they're alive, because they're toys, and that breaks the rules of being a toy or whatever.
Oh, so Mum's just using our old toys to...
Yeah, you're right, that's bad. George, you fucked up.
Like, there are better things to put inside you.
Dildos, vibrators, sounding rods.
Your own fingers
Eggs.
Or hand.
What?
Never mind.
Did you say eggs?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, egg. No,
oh, of
course.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretend you're a chicken.
Yeah.
Ah, good.
Lay the
Look
egg.
What I can lay. Yay.
That would be impressive to see.
Well, it didn't crack. Fuck. You
That's
have,
what
look,
I mean.
I need to say, you have
somebody
like,
crack an egg inside them wouldn't be impressive.
No, you'd be like,
but if someone like put an egg inside them and they like... That's a lot of control.
Yeah, that's what I would. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
I'm
unreal.
With you there.
Yeah.
Softest anus.
Yeah.
But then again, if it was just put
kind
egg
like when
in,
like a,
yolk
like a,
comes out. You're
anyone
like,
can do that.
It's like when you see online sometimes when they're like, "Hey, just pay that Labrador," and like you put an egg in its mouth and it just drops and doesn't take like that.
Yeah.
But with a human anus.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's impressive.
Sick. Happy Mother's Day yet again, by the way.
Did anyone bring their mum?
Oh, yes.
Brave.
And
wait, who is the did like you bring your mum or did your mum bring you?
Oh.
Okay,
brave, all the mums in the crowd
currently, how's the podcast going?
Good.
Brilliant. Fucked up mom.
Yeah. They're going to raise a Batman. Yeah. Well, she raised you. Next one?
Pay 20 quid for a ticket to come here. Do you really think just your mom raised you well?
Bullied.
Next one is from Ellen, which is the donkey from Shrek.
Okay. The donkey from Shrek. Can please
a dragon, so I guess could please
mom.
Yeah,
that's true.
That's a great point, actually. Full on got a dragon pregnant.
Yeah.
Strong calm.
Which is what you look for in a man.
Gonna end up with a half brother or sister or donkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a question I don't know if there's an answer for.
I'm scared, yes.
Is it the strength of a cum?
Okay, no.
That allows a donkey and a dragon.
Ah, okay, that one.
Because you were like strong cum, but I don't know if that's strong cum. You know.
What makes cum strong?
Well, what makes a donkey and a dragon able to breed?
Well, makes cum weak? Diluted?
I don't know. I'm just.
So is it concentration? Like, are we looking at like a cordial situation?
No, I'm just trying to figure out, is it virility? Is it strength of cum?
When you say strength of cum, do you mean the force of the cum shooting out?
You were saying like strong velocity. Cum because he got a dragon pregnant. In real life, a donkey could not get a dragon pregnant.
Well, I can see
one hurdle straight off the bat.
Okay. A donkey could not get then, let's say, an elephant pregnant. That wouldn't work. But
no.
Donkey from Shrek probably could.
Yeah, but the magic.
Oh, so it's that anyone could get a dragon pregnant.
Yeah. Well, no, anyone could get pregnant from donkey.
Well, donkey's magic.
Donkey's magic. The whole...
So donkey could get anyone pregnant.
I guess if you were in Shrek world, yeah.
If that's the lesson you want to take away from this, then yes.
So if donkey and Fiona fuck, they would have half donkey, half ogre kids.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That's what I was trying to nut out.
If he fucked the gingerbread man, it'd be half donkey, half gingerbread kids.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. All right.
Yeah,
awesome.
It is awesome. Yeah. As a stepdad, though, sucks because he's annoying as hell.
Yeah.
Also going to school and being like, this is stepdad, he's a donkey, bullied.
You can put a saddle and ride your stepdad?
Yeah.
That's not good.
That's bad.
That's bad.
Talk about not having respect for your stepdad.
Yeah.
I could hitch a wagon to my new stepdad. Again, not
Can't
right.
drive you anywhere, no fingers. Can't finger mom, no fingers.
Yeah.
Can hoof mom, though.
Might kick you in the head if you go behind him.
Startle donkey. Yeah. Oh, shit.
Kick square the head, die.
Yeah. So a little fart, dead. Yeah.
That's true. That is a risk.
Yeah.
Okay. So donkey, Ellen, you kind of fucked up, I think.
Yeah.
Well, you're way closer than
that. That was just a very serious.
Yeah.
Next
one.
Yeah.
The penultimate one, the second last one.
Okay.
Yoda, which was suggested by Anna.
I can see that.
Make you come with the force, I can.
I feel like Yoda, maybe not so much in the railing mum department.
Nah,
but
like him, imagine him standing like 5 feet away and just using a vibrator.
That's awesome.
He's so little.
So...
Yeah.
You've got a good point. Size, once again, doesn't matter. It's what you do with it that counts.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all thinking about Yoda fucking now, and that's sick.
Because he'd have a little dick, yeah?
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. He can figure it out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, his hands are kind of...
Dick-shaped?
Yeah.
Well, most hands
sort
are.
Of like, but he could use his... Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I guess most.
The
people,
force is probably the key there, but also we
does
know.
Does he have mind control?
Yeah, but that's
not the same. Being like you've come.
Yeah,
that's very funny.
Your tricks won't work on me, Jedi. Only fucking.
You've come.
All All right, mum's a Watto.
Should have said that instead of these other droids you're looking for. You've come. Oh! And they just drive on through to the cantina.
Oh, yeah, so...
That works for pretty much any situation.
You've come.
Oh,
because it...
Because, like, you do then come, right?
Yeah. No, well, you think you've come, I guess.
But which is embarrassing. If you're just at your job and you come...
Yeah, if I suddenly right now thought I'd come...
Yeah.
I'd be humiliated. Yeah. I'd be like, how? I wasn't horny.
But a lot of it is a mental game.
Yeah.
So you'd be... You could...
Oh, you think that if Yoda is like, you've come...
You would.
You've come.
Like, he would perpetuate. Like, it would be like, oh, God. And then you would.
That would be real bad because you'd...
Like, you'd think you'd come.
You'd get the orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
but
you'd be
but
standing there and then like...
But it's weird because you'd be like, oh no, I've orgasmed. And then you'd orgasm.
You get a
trooper. Which is just a fucked up order for that to happen in. Oh no, I came.
But would you... But you'd think you'd just come...
But I'd come.
No, but you'd come twice, right?
What?
What? Well, I have to stop coming.
Because you'd think you... You would think you did and then you would.
And then
you can't, so you...
If I already thought I've come...
Yeah.
And then I come...
Yeah.
That's a second come.
Yeah.
You're right.
That's my point.
No, because I think what happens is you've got one real come and one fake come in this
But
situation.
You believe the fake come's real.
You just only have one, like, one
but
thing
also,
to clean
But also, if you're
up.
Thinking I've come, like, I can do that right now.
You don't believe it.
No, but you no, don't believe you did. You know.
Hang on,
like,
I'll believe it myself.
Yeah. No,
still didn't work.
You need a rat to control you.
Yeah.
But you just be... I guess, okay, oh, I guess I came only a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I got a little bit cleaning up.
So you might consider it part of a larger call.
Yeah.
And I guess... Wait, why? Anyway, stepdad.
Because you would have come twice, and then you're like, there's not that much to clean up.
Yeah, I guess.
There'd be no moisture.
There'd be some moisture.
Well, for the second call.
Anyway.
I think Yoda would be pretty good at the non-fucking elements of it
as well.
True, yeah.
He's wise.
Very wise.
He's cheeky.
He'd play tricks on you.
Yeah.
To teach you a lesson.
But I can also imagine Yoda frustrated and not having time.
Yeah. Yeah, he'd be like, dude.
Coming in and I'm like, Yoda, can we go outside? And he's like,
time I do not
time.
Have.
Yeah. He's trying to get us to do something like, Yoda, I'm going to eat this chicken.
Yoda, I'm 12.
I'm going on a bet.
Yeah. So yeah,
and he hit me with a stick.
But I think ultimately he's a pretty good. I don't know if he beats the Disney trio, but
yeah. But I reckon
good.
He's pretty high up there. So yeah. Anna, well done.
Yeah, congrats.
No worries.
Yeah,
good job.
And this is one to take us home. And this one also suggested by a surprising amount of people on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
And the best fictional stepdads, us.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you fucked up. I am at a bat. Wait,
three
we all
three fucked up Australian boys.
Yeah. I think I'd make an awesome fucking mum.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, is this going to be the
Disney thing again?
Oh!
Yeah, which role are we
for? I'm giving mum the time of her life.
God damn it. I'm financially supporting it, aren't we?
You're Mickey Mouse!
That sucks.
You're the dog.
You're Goofy!
Yeah, kid, it's cool Jackson's fucking your mom.
Your lips are going to be so chafed.
I'm talking like Donald Duck. I'm doing it so much. And I'm also not wearing pants and just a sailor suit from the waist up.
Yeah, kid.
I know. I understand that.
I know he's dressed like Donald Duck for some reason.
I understand that. He just gets here angry, smokes, and watches crime dramas.
He was such a happy-go-lucky, whimsical person before he started. Now he just gets very upset and has to walk around the block.
I don't know what to tell you, kid. He lost himself in the role and fucking your mom.
He decided that to fuck your mom, he had to be Donald Duck.
Yeah. Anyway, here's $10. Go buy yourself some sweet.
Somewhere along the way, he got confused.
Gotta.
Yeah.
Want to go to the park and play catch, I guess?
Yeah.
I'm pretty fucking livid about this situation, too, if I'm honest.
Yeah,
I'd like
honest,
to fuck mom once in a while.
Like, maybe one time we might, I don't know.
What if every day
we can
just
switch it up?
Switch roles.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's easy.
Yeah.
Although, when Jackson becomes the financially supportive one.
When you make some risky decisions. Come back. What did you ask?
I open the door, I'm like, oh, I actually think given today, I should be fucking mum.
Why? What did you do?
I think
do?
It's the role I'm best suited for.
What I, did I'm you gonna do? Be, I'm going to be honest with you. Don't know where my wallet is. Don't know the name of the kid.
I dropped the kid off at a pool. Or the beach. Or a lake.
How'd
and a duck
get
took
there?
My wallet. Oh, wait, there it is. Hang on. The duck's very slow. Come back!
This sounds like not my problem.
And then, go like, back to 20 minutes mom. Later, you come back sweaty. I got the wallet. There's no money in it.
The duck took the money earlier. I don't know what he did with the money.
I don't know what he bought.
I'm going to get a torch. Or maybe he dropped it somewhere along the way. Anyway, I should just fuck mom.
You move over. Scoot, shoot, 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 shoot. I'll get in there.
I fucked up.
Thank you. Go around.
Yeah.
So... yeah, unfortunately, I think plumbing the Death Star, when trying to slot into the Mickey, Donald, and Goofy roles,
yeah.
We all probably want to be a Donald. And I'm not sure that situation works too
look,
well.
We don't want to be a Donald, but unfortunately, we got to, like, I'd be a pretty decent Mickey.
Yeah.
You actually are a pretty good Goofy. He's going to be a great Donald. Like, yes, as we all know, we want to be like balls deep in that mother, but we can't all do that.
You know?
No, wait, we can. No, we can.
How?
Think.
Oh, right. Yeah, well, we can.
Oh, yeah, wait, hang on. 1, 2, 3. Yeah, actually,
yeah,
it's pretty easy.
Can.
Yeah,
that we can do
there's
it.
Three of us. Fuck. It shouldn't be that hard.
I can do math.
Yeah, I've done a quick count, and yeah it works out fine.
Yeah. All right, kids get neglected is all I'm saying.
Mom is stoked, though. So, yeah, to everyone that suggested that, yeah, turns out absolutely,
it would
bang
work
on.
Out perfectly, yeah.
We, Plumbing the Death Star, will fuck your mom, okay? Yeah. Happy Mother's Day again. Yeah.
Of course.
Say
what
hi to your
special
mom
day.
And... it's a funny way to end an episode, but here we go. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. Thank you so much.
We've been plumbing the Death Star.
Putting up with us for the last hour and 40.
Yeah.
Thank you. Good night.